gosh.
What are you doing next year?
I didn't have this many microphones in my face when I won at Daytona. No, I can't talk about next year. You know I can't. So.
Can you talk about what? How do you feel your tenure is leaving the RPM?
I've enjoyed my time at RPM. We had 6 good years together. I was able to be one of the lucky ones to go to Victory Lane in the 43 car, and I've had a great time there. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a learning curve for sure, and I've enjoyed it, and it's given me a foundation. So I've been happy to call that place home for the last 6 years.
You walk a tight rope between the King, Richard Petty, and Smithfield, and Smithfield is still here, and they had a few words. Where is all that at?
I'm not really going to get in the middle of all that. My job is to drive the race car, and so that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability like I always do, and I'm going to finish out the last 10 races of the year here on a high note, hopefully, and we'll go from there. So I'm not going to get in the middle of any of that. I'm here to drive the race car, and I'm going to continue to be a professional, just like I'm sure everybody else is on the race team, and we'll finish out the year as strong as we possibly can.
Safe to say that you are not worried about next year?
No, every driver in a situation like this would be worried. I'm fortunate enough to have a loving wife and kids and stuff back at home, and that makes it all the better, knowing that no matter what happens, life goes on. So there's more to life than just race cars that go around in circles. And obviously I want to stay in the sport, and I'm a competitor and I'm a race car driver, and I want to still be here. But I'm excited about whatever opportunity comes next, and I know I have the support that I need back home.
Do you expect to finish the year in 43 car?
I expect to, yeah. I hope so. Yeah, I fully expect to finish the year in the 43 car. I have a contract that says I will, so hopefully.
Have you ever been involved in anything quite like this? It is a little unusual.
No, I can't say that I have. I think looking back, when I got my opportunity at RPM back in 2012, I think they were going through something kind of similar when Best Buy left and AJ left to go to Penske, and so that was how I got my opportunity. So, I think that situation is probably as similar as I've seen, but every driver, every race team goes through changes. We see it all the time. You're seeing it right now, not just with the 43 team, but with a lot of teams in the garage area. So change is inevitable. It always happens, and it's just about how you learn from it and pick up and keep going.
Despite all the changes, you guys have 10 races left. Do you feel that you can remain together as a cohesive unit and get the most out of the end of the season?
I think so. I've already spent a lot of time with the guys on my team, and you got to remember that these guys on this team are like family to me. I've been around a lot of these guys for almost all of the 6 years that I've been here. So we have a great relationship, and we mean a lot to each other. And so for each other, I think it's important that we don't let this get in the way of our relationship. Because at the end of the day, we're still people, right? I think sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that in this sport and in business in general. But at the end of the day, we're all still people, and we have relationships, and those relationships will continue, much past the end of 2017. And so for us, it's important to continue to hang out and be together, and we can still be friends even if we don't work together.
How was your relationship with the
King? Did you hope to stay? Or were you looking in general to get to a more competitive program?
For me, it's just about being competitive, right? I think if there would have been an offer on the table, I think it would have been interesting. But Richard notified me many weeks ago that I wasn't going to be able to return to the 43 car.
Why do you think the 43 hasn't been as competitive as it's been in your tenure?
That's honestly not a question for me. That's a question for management and competition directors and all of them. I get paid to drive the race car, and I go do the best that I can with the race car, and I try and get the most out of the race car I can every weekend.
Eric, since your phone, or since you were notified you weren't coming back, has your phone been ringing with other potential opportunities?
I've certainly been beating the bushes some. I think as a race car driver, I want to continue to compete, and I want to drive a race car. I feel like I have a lot of career left ahead of me. So I want to still compete. I want to race. I want to run up front. I want to win races. So, yeah, I think it's important to try and stay relevant and stay in the sport.
What is your relationship with the King right now? You know, he passes you, you get the Smithfield uniform. I suppose you're friends?
Yeah, absolutely. We've already we talked in Richmond. And he treated me, you know, perfectly normal, which I found out he knew in Richmond. And then this weekend so far, he's already shook my hand and hugged me and told me that we're going to go out and do the best we can these last 10 weeks. So you got to remember that me and him have a relationship, and I keep telling everybody this. You know, I think it's important for you guys to all understand is that while, yes, this is business and this is a sport and there's a lot of livelihoods on the line, we're all still people, right? And we've all have relationships. And, you know, I've built a relationship with RP over the last 6 years that's gone from car owner to friend to, like, family. And, you know, I think that relationship will stay.
There's a lot of drivers that are in the same situation as you are. So, you know, that you want to drive next year, but how hard is it for you as a driver to differentiate yourself from those so that you will get that opportunity?
All I know to do is just be myself. You know, I've never been one. I think you've seen it over the years as you guys have covered the sport and seen me around the garage area. I'm myself. I'm genuine. I am who I am. You are what you get. You know, what you see is what you get. And I'm not going to try and be somebody I'm not to try and get an opportunity or get a ride. You know, I'm Eric. I'm rolling. That's all I know who to be.
Even if you can't talk publicly about it, are you set with a ride with an organization for next season?
If I can't talk publicly about it, would I talk about it?
You can say yes or no.
Well, are you set for next year? Like,
yeah,
you know what you're doing, or are you?
I'm not going to comment on 2018, guys. Okay. I'm not here to comment on 2018. I'm here to comment on finding out that I'm not going to be driving the 43 car.
Let's clear this up. I heard some people talking today on the air about, you know, could or could not be still having pain in his back. Back is okay, right?
Yeah, my back's fine. I haven't had any issues with my back, even since when I came back the first weekend at Loudon. So I've been pleasantly surprised with how well my back is actually doing, and that's been really a non-issue.
Some of the talk on at Media Day for the playoffs was about ambulances and ambulances getting lost on the way to the care center.
Yeah.
Hamlin said that your ambulance got lost on the way to the care center at Kansas. Is that true, and did you even know about it?
It is true, and I did know about it. The ambulance driver and the guy in the passenger seat were yelling. They were stuck somewhere in the infield amongst all the motorhomes and couldn't figure out, you know, how to get back to the infield care center. And I've met with NASCAR on it, and they're trying to, you know, sort things out and figure out ways to rectify it. But they run all of their pre-race routes, you know, on Thursday or Friday, and then throughout the weekend, a lot of campers show up. And the infield looks drastically different on race day than what it looks like when they run their pre-routes. So, you know, I think that was one of the challenges that they had in Kansas. But, yeah, I did get lost in the infield in the back of the ambulance, and that wasn't very much fun in the moment.
You mentioned a lot of guys are in the same boat that you are. What's the environment like out there right now for guys in the same spot you are?
You know, I think everybody, you know, wants to race. I mean, that's what we all do. That's what we all know. I've been racing since I was 8 years old. And, you know, I still today at 33, when I wake up in the morning, that's all I want to do. When I moved to North Carolina in 2004, I moved there to go drive race cars. And that was plan A. And I never really came up with plan B, right? I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunities that I have along the way. And I've never had to think about a plan B. And so, I'm still focused on plan A. I still want to drive race cars, and when that time comes that's not an opportunity, then I'll try and figure out what plan B is. But for right now, I'm going to try and fight as hard as I can to stay in the sport.
Thanks, sir.
Good luck this weekend.